Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Almost a year ago today, we came to this same dais and we voted, everyone but me, because I didn't know the totality of who we were going after. I was under the assumption we were going after Mr. Owens. Didn't know that. We didn't say it on the dais.
This is Mike Kohler, County Commissioner for District 2, talking about the Burgosh text messages case and the $100,000 payment that they eventually did decide to authorize over the strenuous objections of Jeff Burgosh, who went through a long explanation of what he says happened in the case. And based on my own research, I think at least half of what he said is false. Just seems like, you know, well, that part's true, but that part's false, or that's an exaggeration, or that's a misdescription. Everything from telling the IT department to destroy the text, he never did, according to my research, to claiming that they were stolen from him. They were not. He asked them to make those downloads, and the keeping a public record is what a county employee is supposed to do, to describing it as some nefarious plot to meet in the parking garage under cover of secrecy with deep throat type elements. And I'm like, he gave him the thumb drive because he asked for it, or he provided the thumb drive, or somebody provided the thumb drive. We still don't know exactly what happened here. There is some discrepancy about the facts, but it doesn't really matter, because ultimately, if you didn't have a cell phone on which you had 60,000 text messages, including at least, I mean, God knows how many of those are public record. The public text file has at least half of them unredacted, so it's a massive chunk of public record. And if you're the IT director and you have a system where you have these records on your server, you don't delete them because you keep a record of a public record. That is, once it hits, you know, with consent, once it hits your computer, it's a public record just as is. So I don't know. And, you know, the IT folks give out public records all the time. It's not their job to go through and redact them, especially when there's so many of them. So anyway, just there's a lot. There's just a lot. I got into all that. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, every top of the hour, we've been talking about this 5, 6, 7 and now 8 o'clock. Mike Kohler, however, had a very strenuous comment that I agree with him about this.
I asked who we're going after, the madam attorney. She said it could be several people. I didn't know who that was. I didn't know it was Donald Trump. I didn't know if it was Gannett. I didn't know, honestly. Next thing I find out, we're going after the newspaper. We're going after Mr. Arduini. We had a meeting to potentially go after other people. I didn't serve my country for 33 years, and to have something like this, it looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
And as I said last hour, that's a much more colorful way of saying what the judge said, which was this is a violation of the anti-SLAPP laws, a strategic lawsuit used by the county against public participation, First Amendment violation, which is why they're owing the attorney's fees, the $100,000 that they have offered to pay. It's up to the court whether they accept that or not. There was some other drama in this, including Dennis Green, who is Jonathan Owens' attorney, and Mike Kohler asking him,
I'd like your opinion on what we're doing here to settle the legal fees. Do you think any of us are at risk for any kind of fees?
Well, first of all, that would be outside of the purview of my representation. I couldn't opine on that. You'd have to defer back to your own legal counsel.
But what do you mean? Like, you mean individually liable for? I'm not going to be individually liable for. I've
been
liable for my own
stuff, and I just.
Yeah, that's what he means. I think it's funny because Dennis is like, I don't know why you're asking me. Why don't you ask your own counsel? Well, because we're not so sure about all that. But, you know, he asks him, are you happy with this settlement?
Are you happy with this agreement? Can I ask you that with the fees that are set up now? Where I think you're getting $36,246 if the board approves it?
Am I happy with that? I don't understand the nature of your question.
Well, you mediated with our attorney, right, on this?
Negative.
Now, the negative there, I think, is on the word mediate. They didn't do mediation. Mediation is the formal process where you bring in a mediator. They did negotiate, and I think that's what Mike meant to ask, and that's true. Allison Rogers says that, you know, her office, or at least Steve West, who's the attorney on the case, not her, did talk with them, and they've come to this kind of number as a, you know, maybe way to settle this slice of the case. But, you know, one of the things about this is that the commissioners are wanting to guarantee that if they vote for this, they can be done. and not have to worry about any personal liability for any of this. And I'm just not so sure that's the case.
So this closes the possibility, Allison, of us being sued. And I know what you said, sued. I don't know how I'm going to get sued individually by something that happened with Jeff and Bart.
Well,
I would ask that question. I mean, because stranger things have happened, and then you know we end up having foot
Allison,
bills.
Are you
and
guaranteeing that if we vote for this, none of us could be liable for any money?
My own attorney. I know that's what's going to happen for me.
Assuming all the boxes are checked, meaning that the invoicing is done, that the money is processed and paid, and that everyone keeps their word and gets on board with the wording of a consent judgment. Assuming that, this case will be closed. I cannot promise you what may happen with any other kind of things that might be filed in the future. I cannot give you a guarantee.
Including the possibility of ethics complaints, including the possibility of, you know, misuse of office. There's all kinds of other, I suppose, possibilities here. And all this does is pay off the lawyers to end the bleeding on the lawyers' fees for what was deemed to be a slap violation case. That's it. That's all this really does. But, you know, there are other parties involved like Pam Childers. And Pam Childers has been telling the county that they can't spend money on this and this and this when they shouldn't be spending money on this and this and this. And the question is whether she would write the check even if they do agree to this. We'll come back to that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still seeing some delays on Woodbine heading toward Highway 90. Just minor delays there. I'd say maybe 5-minute delay on that one. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to have work done on your import, your Porsche, your Mercedes, your BMW, your Jaguar, your Genesis, your Lexus, you can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and US 29. You don't have to go to the dealership. It's a common misconception that you need to go to the dealership. You can go anywhere you want. By law, you're actually protected in going where you want. So go to the place that takes the best care of you and is most convenient and has the best price, right? That's what I say. Local place, obviously, they work on domestics, they work on imports, they work on gas engines, they work on diesel engine. The philosophy is to see your car when it's not sick to prevent it from becoming sick. Preventative maintenance, you know, the routine checkup. Let the mechanic look it over to make sure that it's not going to have a problem, and then you have the big expensive problem if that does arise. It's in their website philosophy, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. So bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Bobby Likas Auto Service in two locations, now on US 29 by the Walmart and Davis Highway. Also, they service national accounts and fleet companies. So if you manage a fleet, maybe consider them. GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio Donlin, and Enterprise Fleet Management, among more. Bobby Likas Auto Service. 818 here on News Radio 92.3. Back to the text messages case. The commissioners also wanted to know what Pam Childers thinks about this proposed settlement. And a fair question, because if she's not going to write the check, what's the point?
Hey, you can finish first, but Madam Clerk, you throw some surprises sometimes. Do you have any comments on this?
Mike, it's really a decision for the board.
I just wanted to tell you that the comptroller doesn't have a position in this. This is a court order, or it's a ruling at this point. Ultimately, it is the court's decision. When you get an order, you will pay. It is the county's responsibility to pay, but for, I believe, Mr. Green filed a 57.105 motion.
That's interesting, because the 57.105 motion is the fee shifting, is the attorneys on the hook, is the, because the county didn't respond within a certain amount of time, they could be liable for, you know, kind of, punitive is not the right word, but it is meant to be a deterrent against lawyers participating in this. Oh, and by the way, in terms of like other consequences, I mentioned this last hour, but it's important to repeat. One section of the law dealing with the anti-slap, right, that is designed to prevent this kind of thing from happening is actually a provision that if a county loses a lawsuit that's a slap suit, okay, Section 5 of Florida Statute 768-295 says, in any case filed by a government entity which is found by a court to be in violation of this section, the governmental entity shall report such finding and provide a copy of the court's order to the Attorney General, Ashley Moody, no later than 30 days after such order is final. That hasn't happened yet. The Attorney General shall report any violation of this section by a governmental entity to the Cabinet, the President of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. A copy of such report shall be provided to the affected government entity. Meaning, all the branches of government get told that Escambia County commissioners engaged in a slap suit against the PNJ Gannett and a private citizen or two in this case. Just think about what might come from that. Just as a thought. Back to the conversation about who's going to pay. One of the issues is not issuing a general release. There is no general release for this. That's not something that they have agreed to. They just are agreeing to a settlement of the attorney's fees under the slap suit that costs the attorneys. And then Commissioner Burgosh pipes in with...
Question to the clerk is, it appears the board's going to pay. Are you going to write the check?
I will not write the check based on this vote. It will be an order of the court. Ultimately, the judge can reject this.
Okay.
Bottom line, whatever the if court orders...
Assuming he accepts it.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Comma. But writing the check for the legal settlement for the county to avoid the cost to the county going up is not the same as promising that she won't come and try to secure the, you know, the payment back for that from you for this being of a personal benefit to you. Remember, she's already invoiced him for $39,000, I think. So, yes, she'll pay, but will she also come back on him, right?
I know that it was a long shot using these Replevin statutes from the 18th century to deal with these 21st century problems, but...
That is an interesting admission, that it was a contrived, calculated... I'm not sure, that's not quite the word I want. Concocted to try to apply Replevin to all of this. That's an interesting admission because, remember, the attorney tried to talk him out of it, and Jeff Burgosh pushed and pushed and pushed, and now he's admitting he thought this was a long shot, so he persuaded the board to go with him on a long shot for what, at least I have argued, was basically a personal benefit, which might be an ethics charge. Like, just, there's a lot of pieces here.
I do think that there was merit to the suit. We never intended to shut down anyone's right to freedom of speech.
Does that sit well with all of the other things we know about Commissioner Burgosh's behavior, like trying to get defunding the PNJ so that they couldn't afford to pay Andy Marlett anymore because he wrote cartoons that Burgosh didn't like, and that actually wound up happening when they put all of their public announcements money over to the Escambia Sun Press. Like, I mean, I've heard from people they tried to get me fired. You know, luckily my bosses like me and know better than, you know, that's like, why would you try to get a reporter fired? Why would you try to get a cartoonist fired? Why would you try to get a radio host? Like, I mean, so you're not trying to suppress freedom of commentary or political disagreement. You're all for it. Really? I mean, you know, I hear things, you know, a lot of people don't like to put their names on allegations because they're afraid of him because he's still a county commissioner, right? He still has power. I mean, so many people that have said that to me, you know, but just, you know, okay, fine. So they wound up going through this, and they wound up voting 3-1, and Burgosh was in dissent, and that's that. So they're going to pay. And now the question is whether the judge is going to approve it or accept it or not. And, you know, we'll see. And we'll see what else might come of it, again, based on all the things we've been talking about all day. And I said this last hour. I will say it again. If they hadn't spent an hour in the county commission meeting talking about this, I probably wouldn't even be talking about it. But this has suddenly become the cause du jour among some people who have been talking about it a lot and saying, I think, extravagant and unprovable things and making pretty wild character allegations based on what I think is incomplete evidence at this point. And so I've tried to tell you, I'm sure about this, I'm not sure about this. Here's what I hear. Here's what I think. Here's what my research shows. That's one of the things I always try to do is, like, I'm not going to be adamant about something unless I really know. And unless I do, I'm going to try to be kind of, you know, here's what I think 60%. It's one of the other kind of hallmarks of people who don't tell the truth is they're always absolutely sure of everything. You know, and okay, I mean, you're telling me stuff without telling me stuff, and I take that into account too. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get a good real estate agent who understands the market, the interest rates, what that will do to demand, what is the market doing in your price range, what's the market doing in your location, what is the change in the way fees for, you know, commissions for real estate agents, that changed recently, what does that mean? What about home insurance, right? Like, Florida sucks for house insurance right now. What does that mean? I mean, these are all factors in buying, selling, renting, flipping, you know, all that stuff. What's the rental market doing? You might be trying to buy an investment property. Good questions. Don't ask me. Ask a qualified, excellent realtor like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 175 homes that they sold last year. very prolific, especially she hasn't been doing this all that long, but does it very well. And it'll help you navigate all the road bumps and little hiccups that you run into getting your way all the way through to the closing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Let's go to John now with traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're seeing no accidents right now, but we're seeing some delays if you're going from downtown Milton over to East Milton and East Milton back. So just be cautious in that area around the bridge. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Guess what, Andrew? We have tickets to give away.
All right. This is exactly what I told you. Help me remember the tickets because I keep forgetting. You're exactly right. I have tickets for Pensacola Little Theaters, performance of A Man for All Seasons, two tickets. This is, by the way, this is just one of those great stories about the church versus the state and, you know, political corruption. Anyway, Henry VIII and Sir Thomas More, Richard O'Toole and Richard Burton in the original, right? In the movie. So this is a play, great stuff. If you want to go see it, we got two tickets for you. Be fast, caller number one, 437-1620, wins these tickets.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Oh, man. I hate to be the bearer of bad news if you had not seen it on social media or heard it before, but the voice of Mufasa, James Earl Jones, has passed away at the age of 93. And man, what a contribution to quality of all of our lives and entertainment. Of course, the voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa and, you know, King Joffrey Jaffer and, you know, Coming to America and Thulsa Doom in Conan the Barbarian and even from Field of Dreams and Doctor Strangelove. And I mean, good Lord. Talk about a body of work. And CNN, of all things, CNN. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, Andrew, you and John have been doing a wonderful job paying tribute to James Earl Jones, who died. Of course, a lot of tributes coming out now. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker with James Earl Jones, posting on X, RIP Dad. Star Wars creator George Lucas, calling Jones a beautiful human being, a devoted husband, and a father. More praise for James Earl Jones, his career. A lot of reaction coming out on X right now.
One of the most frequently somewhat misquoted lines in all of movie history.
No, I am your father.
That's the full line.
Who has not imitated that at some
That's
point?
Right.
You know,
That's
everybody
right.
has. Four astronauts on the Polaris Dawn mission getting off the ground early this morning from Cape Canaveral. They'll be testing new technologies, including some new spacesuits engineered by SpaceX.
An all-commercial group of space explorers riding in a SpaceX Dragon capsule and determined to break records, flying higher in orbit than any humans in more than 50 years and the first commercial crew to conduct a spacewalk.
And that's NBC's Tom Costello. entrepreneur Jared Isaacman paying for the ride that includes new internet capabilities from space and research studies and experiments. And the Miami Dolphins now asking Miami police to take swift and strong action against officers involved in detaining Tyreek Hill. The team releasing a statement yesterday after that body cam video was released.
You know, the part of that that everything else aside still bothers me that I wish was different is the hey, dude, you know who that is? That's, you know, Tyreek Hill, you know, kind of thing. Right. What I would have loved to hear is, hey, dude, you know who that is? That's a citizen.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. I mean, it does. That's why it's in the news. But it shouldn't matter.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. It'll be former President Donald Trump's fourth general election debate, his first against Vice President Kamala Harris tonight in Philadelphia. Harris Walls campaign spokesman Ian Sams.
She's ready. I mean, I think she's been looking forward to this debate. It's an opportunity for both she and former President Trump to explain to the country what it is they want to do as president. And there'll be a clear contrast on that stage.
Also on Fox, the former president's son, Eric Trump.
She's been there for 4 years. They haven't done a damn thing about prices. Not a damn thing. Prices have skyrocketed under her. She talks about stability in the world. The only thing we have in this world is lack of stability.
The ABC presidential debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, simulcast on Fox News. The Biden administration formally is accusing Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies, 73 degrees in Pensacola. A police officer in Okaloosa County being honored after saving a child's life. The city of Crestview presenting Corporal Christy Peters with a life-saving award yesterday. That was for Peters' actions last month when a man was bringing his two-week-old son to the hospital. The boy was not breathing, was foaming at the mouth. Peters caught up with them and was able to promptly administer back blows, which dislodged the vomit that the baby was choking on. Good news, he was able to resume breathing. He was taken to the hospital, given a clean bill of health. The city says that Peter's quick actions saved the boy's life and said she embodies the core values of the Crestview Police Department. Well, Louisiana's governor issuing a state of emergency in preparation for Francine.
Today, we issued a statewide declaration of emergency. This will allow that resources will give us an opportunity for resources to begin to flow.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry urging residents not to panic, but to be prepared for the storm, which could intensify into a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center also says there's an increasing likelihood of life-threatening storm surge for both Louisiana and the upper Texas coastline as well. A Fort Walton Beach couple facing child neglect charges after their young child was found running nude in traffic on a road in Okaloosa County. Deputies say they found the boy running across four lanes of traffic, nearly being hit by vehicles. They were able to get him to safety. Deputies say that child was also covered in feces. They recognized the boy, took him to his residence in Fort Walton Beach, where they found another child running around nude and also covered in feces. Investigators say the home was in deplorable condition. 34-year-old Danielle and 32-year-old Jacob Robertson were both charged with child neglect. That incident being investigated by the Department of Children and Families. Well, after that school shooting last week in Georgia, safety top of mind for students, teachers, and parents. Of course, we learned last week that response times were a little bit faster in Georgia, thanks to staff members at the Appalachie High School wearing GPS-enabled badges equipped with panic buttons. That's also a system in use in Escambia County. They've had it for 3 years now.
What's unique about it is that it has the ability where we're not constantly tracking our staff, which is definitely a privacy concern. But, you know, when there's an incident on the campus, it's basically like a hold-up alarm, if you will, where a staff member can hit that button to initiate protocols and initiate a law enforcement response to their school.
And that is Escambia County Public School Safety Specialist Kyle Kinzer, who says the district has also been holding monthly drills at all the schools so students and staff members know what to do if there's a threat on campus. He also says every district in the school has a threat management team made up of school resource officers, mental health instructors, administrators to address concerns and possible threats. Now, China is reportedly close to reaching its goal of dominating the high-tech sector. That from a report released by Senator Marco Rubio. He released the report on China's 10-year project to be on the technological cutting edge. Rubio said China now exports more electric vehicles than any other country, controls 80% of the global solar power supply chain, and has completed the world's fourth-generation nuclear reactor. Rubio calling on the U.S. to create an industrial policy to prevent China from eclipsing us entirely in the next decade. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about, but we are seeing some delays if you're headed toward Avalon Boulevard on Highway 90, both east and west directions, seeing some delays there. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Rain chances increase as we go later into your day on Wednesday with a chance of severe weather as Francine makes landfall Wednesday morning. As we go into Wednesday afternoon, things are looking around 79 degrees with a low near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 73 and cloudy across the area right now. Your money now. The markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow down 77 points at 4752. S&P up 16 points at 5487. The NASDAQ up 77 points at 16962. 10-year bond rate is up just a bit at 3.7% today. Gold prices up $10.20 at $25.42.90. Silver prices up 10 cents at $28.76. Bitcoin down $220 today at $56,718.20. Experts say Americans might want to start planning for their 2024 taxes now.
Chief Tax Information Officer for Jackson Hewitt, Mark Stebber, says the reasons are simple.
You can avoid surprise, you can avoid refund shock or balance due disappointment. So the important concept is to do an estimate of where you're going to be as early as possible using the current data that you have.
He says simply take your August 30th pay stub, add 8 more future pay stubs, and you'll get a pretty good idea of what your W-2 wages will be for 2024. Do the same with your withholding, and you should see where you're at currently, barring any year-end bonuses. Stebber says you can keep it simple or do a deep dive with spreadsheets or reach out to an expert now for help. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And right now it is 8:37. Your next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join WSRE on Saturday, September 14th for PBS Kids Day at Gulfarium Marine Adventure Park. Explore the park during regular hours and enjoy PBS Kids activities from 10 to 2. The kids will meet Daniel Tiger and Clifford the Big Red Dog, create arts and crafts, and embark on a scavenger hunt while exploring the park's exhibits and aquariums. WSRE's PBS Kids Day at Gulfarium Marine Adventure Park is on September 14th. For tickets, visit gulfarium.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is the day where we follow up on a prior conversation that we had on a frivolous topic. It is also a day where I run a pretty good risk of looking like a weirdo. But, it just is me. And if it makes you think I'm a weirdo, so be it. Here's my question, 437-1620, 437-1620. What's something that's so yummy that you lick the lid or the wrapper or, you know, here's the example. I mentioned the other day that whenever I get a stick of butter out and put the butter in the tray, I lick the butter wrapper. Now, I don't mean I lick like just the wax that's got a little bit of butter residue. I mean when there's little, you know, bits, like little chunks of butter around the edge because the way it folded caught some, you know what I'm talking about? I will definitely take those right off of the wax and eat that butter straight for sure. But 437-1620, do you lick the butter wrapper or other wrappers? I have a whole list of things to which this might apply. 437-1620, 437-1620. I guess the basic question here is, are you a food licker? I just feel like this is all likely to go so wrong. And, kind of reminds me of a buttocks talk that we had earlier with with Chip. Poor Chip. You know, I love him to death, but he has to sometimes come and do this show with me, and it's just, you know, sometimes feel like, why would anybody want to be affiliated with me? John, do you have first of all, do you lick the butter wrapper?
The butter wrapper?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay, let me give you another example. You're opening up a new canister, I guess. It's really a plastic jar, usually, of, let's say, peanut butter. And, you know, you take the foil lid off because, you know, we got to keep people safe from the Tylenol poisonings in the 80s. All these safety seals are so absurd. And it's usually got a little dollop of peanut butter on there. What do you do with that?
Of course you'd lick that off.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying Twinkies wrappers is my...
Oh, interesting one. Yeah. All right. I see you, Twinkies wrapper. Mm-hmm. 843 here on News Radio 92.3. The phone number is 437-1620, 437-1620. I think there are all kinds of containers to which this might apply. I'm curious what your example is. Or if you're like, ew, no tongue. That's your money clip right there. 437-1620. I feel like... You know, I'm probably never going to get fired because I criticize Jeff Bergosh, but maybe because I do this segment. Which things really get me in trouble with my boss? Somebody says sweetened condensed milk. Oh, sweetened condensed milk is so good. Sweetened condensed milk is, like, it ought to be illegal. It's so, you know, you use it for some recipes, and you know you go out of your way to use it in a recipe so that you can get the rubber scraper out or spatula and get as much of it as you can, and then your finger, and then you're worried about cutting your finger on the can that you had to can open or open, but you don't care because it's worth it. Yeah, sweetened condensed milk. I'm with you. I feel you. Whoever that is, I don't have a name for this person, but I absolutely feel you. Pillsbury orange roll icing can lid.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know that particular kind. Cool Whip. Yes. You can't waste the Cool Whip.
No way.
What kind of person wastes Cool Whip? And the problem is there's never enough to actually use.
Correct.
There's only enough to lick.
Exactly.
Which is the right amount. Nutella. Okay. All right. I'm not a fan of the Nutella, but I'll allow it. Somebody says the icing that comes with the cinnamon rolls. Oh, yeah. But you do have to be careful, right? The one that's the... Is it the Pillsbury one that comes with a little plastic container with the foil? The foil never quite comes off, so if you try to use your tongue to get that out, you run the risk of a foil cut. You know, just thinking safety first, right? I'm thinking safety second. Think it tastes first. Right. 437-1620. Somebody says, hell no on the butter wrapper, but yes on the yogurt. Yes, on yogurt. Yes, on the yogurt. And puddings, when you rip the lid off, I lick the lid. I almost feel like this is a human test. You know, don't ask me to pick which picture is a picture of a goat, you know, to prove that I'm not AI. Just ask me if I lick the lid on the yogurt. Yes, you're human. I mean,
I love that. I love that.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we do have a vehicle that's a stalled vehicle westbound on 98 in front of Gulf Breeze Hospital. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much. John, if you've got a plumbing need, you got a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet, your wall shouldn't talk back to you. Your plumbing surely shouldn't. And if it stops, that's worse, right? Because that means it's about to get even worse. Anyway, they don't fix themselves. That's why you call Barbary Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. Even if it's they need to fix something that you already fixed. Guilty. And they were great, really, when they came out to fix my fix. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Back to the text on the question of name something that you lick the lid or the wrapper or whatever when you get it out of the container. Somebody says, yogurt lid is always good. Agreed. Real butter, yes. No, fair enough. And the better the butter, the more you don't waste any of it. The inner lid of the Jif peanut butter. Amen. Let's not get into crunchy or peanut. Crunchy. 437-1620. I have a dear, dear, dear friend who waged war with me over this on social media, and I'm just not creamy. Besides the butter wrapper, I also lick the lick the lid to the ice cream on the pints. Oh yeah, the only annoying thing about the ice cream lid is the first time, yes, but then subsequent times, it's usually got like ice crystals mixed in with it, and that's not pleasant. That's not what you got into that for. The peanut butter cup wrapper. All right, I see you. Chick-fil-A sauce. I see it. Lick the yogurt lid before looking. Never again. It was furry. Ah! Oh! Mmm. Thanks for that image. Oh, man. Furry food. Oh, you know what? This should be a whole other conversation, but do you cut out the mold and still eat the food? Like if it's cheese?
No, I don't.
That's a whole other conversation.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The worst is when you do that and you still get the flavor of the mold because you didn't cut off enough. 437-1620. We'll come back to that one a different day. Sweetened condensed milk. My people, absolutely. The yogurt lid or the seal. Cake icing, yes. Swiss cake rolls, the cardboard I'll lick. There's no calories in anything stuck to the wrapper, right? No, that's true. That's not part of the serving size. Yeah, if you read on the side where your nutrition information is, it says servings, and then there's a category that says, and on the lid, and there's always zeros. Yeah, that's right. It doesn't register. The icing left in the Cinnabon box. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's a... And I make a pretty good Cinnabon clone at home. Chick-fil-A sauce,
hello?
Foil.
I'm hungry every morning.
All right. The white cardboard under the Suzy Q's. Yes. Or the ding-dongs or the snowballs, right? You got to not let that go to waste. Ranch. Okay. All right. I'm not quite with you on that one. My wife would say cream cheese, the cream cheese wrapper, because she'll eat cream cheese with a spoon. Or at least she used to. Not so much anymore, but she's done that. Reese's peanut butter cups. The little chocolate that's in the crinkles on the edge. You want to make sure you don't get cheated out of that, right? Am I speaking your language? 437-1620. Talk to me. I know what you mean. Hello to my disease. Let's see. Throwaway seal of coffee creamer. Oh, and that's tiny, but yeah, I'm with you. Cupcake wrappers, I'm with you on that. Let me see. What did I have in my notes for this one that I haven't even looked at yet? So I bet there's some. Duke's mayonnaise. Oh, because it's so good. And you can eat that just
Hellman's
straight.
Too.
I cannot comment. I can't. I just know Dukes. You got me onto the Dukes. Don't get me on anything else. I will say this. For the person out there who's like, that's so gross. That's so nasty. Okay. Well, I want to ask. Do you lick off the spoon or the knife after you spread something? And if you do, then shut up. You hypocrite. 844-937-1620. That's all this is, just a little bit more thorough. See, we're being thorough. 849 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about that next vehicle or trying to ask yourself whether it's time or not, Frontier Motors, a great source of good quality, almost new cars. You know, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. They stand by the car you buy after you buy it because they're trying to sell you a car not just one time but multiple times. Because it's not just a one-time transaction. In fact, one example of that is they'll even help you buy a car from somebody else. Like when you look at a car price sheet, it's got all the numbers and then the bottom line price. That's all you ever talk about. Nothing else after that gets added on. It's just that price. Attached to the Carfax, which is a good general summary of all the automotive repair for that car if it gets reported. And trust me, not everything does. But it's a good start. I recommend a good used vehicle inspection if you're buying a car from some, you know, Squiggy on Facebook or whatever. But also, if they don't give you a Carfax, take the VIN to Frontier and they'll give you a Carfax on a car you're not buying from them. Why? Because they can. Because they can help. Because they can serve. Like, so when I say Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10. Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan will be here to tell us all about the Steps for Autism Walking for Levi event coming up Saturday, September 14th at the Pensacola State College track. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. That's today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you find out you're pregnant, everything changes. Every choice now impacts a child's future. Research has proven that smoking weed while pregnant can hurt babies. Cannabis passes through the placenta, leading to brain development issues, anxiety, poor academic performance, and physical problems at birth. Any use of THC while breastfeeding is also dangerous for babies. Your child or grandchild's future starts now. Don't put it at risk. Say no to marijuana while pregnant. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This is CNN, a network of Turner Broadcasting System.
All the different ways that James Earl Jones has touched our lives through, you know, at 93 years, I'd say young, at 93 years young, and still working, you know, and whether it was on Big Bang Theory or in Doctor Strangelove or all the others. I guess we could have done a What's Your Favorite Role, you know, for or What's Your Favorite Voice Work, but there's so many. Oh, my goodness, so many. 854 here on News Radio 92.3. We are keeping an eye on this Francine that's likely to become – it's not been designated hurricane just yet, right? What do we got to get, 75 miles an hour? Is that right, Category 1? Even though it's so funny. All of these things you learn, like, these are the categories. Pay attention. Then they're like – yeah, wind speed is not the issue. Surge is the issue. Well, what's the surge ranking indicator? We don't have that yet. Okay. I want to come along. I want to be able to give the people good information. What we are likely to look at, I talked with Brad Baker, who's the former emergency manager in Santa Rosa County, earlier about this, and now the county administrator. All of the indicators are that we are going to be in the outer bands on the dirty side of the storm. And that means, you know, pretty strong wind, definitely a lot of rain, 3 to 4. The only way we wouldn't get a lot of rain is, if you've ever watched these storms, it's always like the eye, and then right around the eye, of course, is pretty intense. And then the spinning arms, there's a gap between the first big band that can stretch for like 100 or 200 miles out. But there's always some kind of a gap of like 20 or 30 miles in there where it's just dry, like nothing happens. And it's always possible we get that. There's usually a front edge we get anyway. So we are close enough that it's theoretically possible we might get in that gap. But I think more likely we're going to get, you know, pretty intense rain. Possibility of, you know, strong winds, maybe strong enough winds to close bridges. I mean, it's possible. I'm not expecting warning about, you know, tornadoes and things like that possibly on the dirty side. So, and this is like Wednesday evening into Thursday. The real hit is going to be at the coast of Louisiana, right? Central Gulf Coast of Louisiana. But because of its position related to us, assuming it doesn't wiggle, and I don't think it's likely to wiggle much, that's what we're looking at. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. So, you know, have your gas topped up. You should already have your food and your water and your 7 days of prep. And if the power goes out, if you're in a power out prone area and a flood prone area, then, you know, pay attention and tell your people who only get their news from TikTok how dumb they are. How smart they are if they listen to you or us. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John,
brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is actually flowing smoothly throughout the area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, that was super boring.
I am so sorry. I will liven it up next time just for you.
No, it's just fine. Just tell them the facts. It's good. 437-1620. So we all get the wonderful joy of watching this debate tonight. Yeah. What are your drinking phrases? I don't know. So the backdrop on the rules for the debate, which is no live audience, okay? No direct questioning of each other. Good luck. Mics will be muted when the other person is talking, theoretically. The funny part about that was negotiated when Biden was the candidate to protect Biden from Trump's bullying. Now the theory has been variously letting Trump be... The argument has been, oh, crap, that backfired on us because it actually protected Trump from himself and allowed him to be corralled in a way that made him not look as bad as he would otherwise look. That's kind of like one of the analytical theories here. And so Kamala Harris is upset, and the Harris team is upset that the mic muting is still going to be on because that had been the prior deal. And now she's trying to make it seem like they're frustrated with the mic muting because it won't let her grill him. She's so tough as a prosecutor and a state attorney that she's going to be able to fact check him and bring the thunder and stand up to him. And I mean, maybe. I've not seen it myself, and people always look at like the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and I thought she was not that effective in those personally, but I like letting them bicker and fight and argue. I mean, it reminds me of home. Well, almost home. Milton. come on, you knew that was coming. Oh, and by the way, the meeting from Thursday? Oh, yes. And also that's coming. My God, it never gets old. Anyway, so I don't mind that. But the way this is going to work is the mukes are mited. I really did say that out loud. The mics are muted. The mukes are mited. It's funny. The mics. Okay, I'm totally off the rails here. But you know what my mom used to always do? She would always tell fairy tales, but she'd reverse the words. So it was Dwos Knight and the Dwevin Swarves, beeping Slooty and her poopy whirls.
No wonder you're so confused.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, and the Three Sissy Ugglers.
It makes sense now.
Like, and that's burned into my brain because she said it so many times. Anyway, so the mukes will be mited. See, I said it again. but there will be sideline reporters who are able to hear but not record. I don't know. So that we will not on the TV broadcast, but eventually they will tell us what they said. In the off-mic moment, this is the most cockamamie thing I have ever heard. And yet, it is going to be a giant bleep show. You just know it is. It's going to be a giant bleep show. And I don't really want to watch it because when I watch Trump, I just get angry. And when I watch Harris, I just get angry. And I just don't want to be angry. I have enough local anger to be worked up over. I don't need the national drama. But yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.